Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is hot again here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We had a real interesting little event, and that is this past Thursday, it was cool enough to have to wear a sweater outside. It's the strangest day. We were outside most of the day. It was misting rain a little bit and very cool, unbelievably a dramatic change from what we've been having. It's hot again now. The weather affects some of the things that we're going to talk about today, but there's a few different things going on that we'll get into. We talk about landscaping and gardening of all kinds here. We're organic. We don't use toxic chemicals of any kind. Don't use synthetic fertilizers of any kind. In fact, I think they're a bigger problem than the pesticides. But we do have a very well-planned program that we recommend. It's flexible. There are different things that different folks can do depending on what the scale of the project is and what it is, whether it's a ball field, a park, a home garden, a big commercial landscape, or whatever. But the natural organic program that we recommend works well for all of them. Not well, works better in every way, including from a cost standpoint, because you'll end up saving a lot of money and you have to do things less often. So if you're new to the show, and we know there's new people coming in all the time as a result of other things that we're involved in, Facebook and newsletters and various things, welcome. And if you have any questions, give us a call. It is a talk show. We have people starting calling already, but jump on board here. I got some things to cover, and I'll work in as we go about in Howard's garden and some things going on out there that we need to chat about a little bit that I wanted to bring up. But the telephone number, if you want to bring up something, is 1-866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, 3478, 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Dog Food and Cat Food. Victor Pet Foods, the website is victordogfood.com. Terrific website. And their Facebook is good as well, very good as well. A lot of terrific pictures. This is a Texas manufacturing company over in East Texas. They distribute to a large portion of the United States via the farm and feed stores. So wherever you are, number one, go talk to those people. If they don't have the Victor Pet Foods in stock, beg them to get them in stock. If you want to go to the website and find a store near you, that's one of the buttons at the top of their website. So victordogfood.com. Now, we've got some good news, and it's interesting why it came about. We maybe were part of it, but maybe a bigger part of it was that they had a clear the shelters day this past Saturday. And as a result of that and the help that other people are trying to give the dogs at the Dallas SPCA, Gunter, Bella Marie, and Zoe were all adopted on that Saturday. So way to go, guys. That's terrific. But we still have some dogs to help. And this week it's Colonel and Como. And I mentioned two because they say that these two like each other so much that they have got to be adopted together. Colonel's a 1.5-year-old brindle white male shepherd mix, weighs about 74 pounds. He came to the SPCA, as did Como, July the 21st. The family was having to travel too much, apparently, is why the previous owners had to let them go find a new place. They love to play together, sleep together. They aren't happy unless they are very close. Thus, the reason for the dual adoption need. Both of them live with children 2 to 18, especially Colonel, very gentle and cooperative. And the colonel's well-trained, knows commands in sign language even. And then Como is a one-year-old white and tan female terrier. Really, really pretty. Their pictures are on our website, of course, under SPCA, the SPCA button. And same thing, July 21st came in. The children, 6 to 18, apparently Como is very playful and can be a little bit aggressive, and that's the only warning that they give. But both of them really good-looking guys, a guy and a gal. So check them out on our website under that SPCA button. Victor Dog Food, appreciate their help in that. Again, go to their website, victordogfood.com. My tea this morning is hibiscus, Turk's cap, bay, and fennel. And one of the things I was going to talk about in Howard's garden, we've got Turk's cap blooming all over the place, and I'm about to plant some more because we have a couple of spots where, due to some natural trimming of trees from some storms that we had, we've got some direct sun hitting the Persian ivy that we have in the front yard, and it burns Persian ivy. Persian ivy is a wonderful ground cover, but one of the things that must have is zero direct sun. And so where it's burning, I'm going to put in some more Turk's cap, some other things that can take the shade and bloom in the shade. The thing that's fun, Judy and I have been enjoying, maybe more than ever this year, in the backyard we've got a lot of Turk's cap blooming, and we've got some purple lantana in bloom, and that combination the hummingbirds seem to love. And feeding the birds, we're really having more variety of birds in this year than I've ever seen. It's really been a lot of fun, including Cooper's hawk that I've mentioned to you a week or so ago. So if you want to have some more birds and not even have to put out bird seed, there's some good flowering plants that you can pick up at the nursery right now that would be in bloom, like the lantanas. I like all the colors. It's just the large ones that I could find that I wanted for what I was doing in some pots were purple. And that combination with pink and red Turk's cap, which we not only enjoy looking at but using the teas, is a great combination for attracting hummingbirds and a lot of different species. We're seeing quite a number of them. Let's see what else we needed to tell you about. Well, there's several things. Susan called real early, so I'm going to go ahead and talk to her first. And the touch screen, guys, changed, but it didn't give me Susan, I don't think. Susan, are you there? Susan, you there?
Suzanne,
all right, you are there. Good. What can I do for you?
Yes. I got kind of nervous when the man answered and I didn't say everything that I needed to know. My husband, wonderful guy that he is, just let me buy 2 honey locust trees and planted them in our backyard this last week. One's a Shade Master, one's a Sunburst.
Okay.
And from the computer to the yard, I got things mixed up, and I sprayed the hydrogen peroxide on the dirt ball rather than on the ground dirt. And I wanted to know, is that going to cause a problem? And also, there is a gouge in one of them that I didn't originally notice down towards the base. It's about 2 inches up from the ground, and it's like when you cut off a branch and it starts to heal over. It looks like it's doing that, but there still is like a quarter inch space in there, and I'm wondering if I should do something to that to help it along.
Well, you might splash a little hydrogen peroxide on any wounds, Suzanne. One of the first ways we used it in horticulture, just like putting hydrogen peroxide on a cut on your hand, it helps the healing speed up. Spraying the root ball shouldn't have hurt anything at all. We spray the soil with hydrogen peroxide to start the creation of a more fluffy texture is called flocculation, and that's why it does more good if you spray the hole than spray the root ball. But spraying the root ball probably didn't hurt anything at all. If you sprayed hydrogen peroxide on the foliage too strong, and that would mean, the stuff from the grocery store on a real hot day, if you sprayed the straight hydrogen peroxide 3% stuff, it might burn the leaves a little bit. But spraying the root ball, you probably didn't do any harm, and it probably did some good. So,
okay, and also the trees are...
Okay, let me put you on hold. I've got to take a break here, and I'll talk to you off the air. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, I'll be back with you right after this.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And since we were working on some things around here, I didn't get to talk to Susan off the air in Mount Prospect, Illinois, so we'll just talk to her back on the air if she's there. Susan, you with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, what else did you have?
Yes, I measured the tree with a tape measure. At the base, it's about 4 inches around and between 7 and 8 inches tall. I'm assuming that it was at the nursery all summer. It was the kind that's in a plastic pot, like a flower pot.
7 or 8 inches tall or feet tall?
I'm sorry, 4 inches around, 7 or 8 feet tall.
Okay, gotcha.
Very willowy.
All right.
And I'm wondering, should I stake it in order for it to grow straight, because it has a, they both have a bend to them from, you know, sitting on the ground there and getting stuck in between the other trees.
Susan, if they're standing up and not falling all the way over, I would not stake them. The bend in the trunk will tend to straighten itself out, and a little bit of crook in the trunk is interesting anyway. My most interesting tree in the backyard is a big live oak that's grown at a 45-degree angle, and it's gigantic. So I wouldn't stake it. It makes the tree depend on the staking, and it just makes the tree weaker. So unless it's falling over all the way, I would not stake it.
Okay, and does it matter what kind of mulch I put on top of there? Is one better than the other?
Yes, the best mulches are native, shredded tree trimmings material. The worst mulches are things like ground-up tires and the dyed wood mulches and those kinds of things. So if you can find in your garden center a shredded native material, shredded bark, shredded tree trimming, something like that, that would be best by far. And put the mulch on there around the tree, but do not pile it up on the flare. You know, you want that flare exposed. The flare is the trunk that's flaring out to start to make the transition into the roots, and trees tend to be too deep in the containers when you get them, so they tend to be already too deep. So make sure that you have that flare exposed if it's not, and then bring the mulch up and stop it short of that flare so you leave it exposed.
Okay, so cedar or pine or something like that is not good then?
I don't like pine bark myself. It's better than nothing, but the problem is it doesn't behave itself. It won't stay in place, and it actually has some kind of bad chemicals for plant growth when it first starts breaking down. We like the shredded native tree trimmings because there's carbon and protein both in the mulch, and so it functions as a fertilizer and just works a whole lot better. Cypress is not very good in my opinion, but okay if you can't find anything else. But the again, the best shredded native tree trimmings of some kind, and I bet that the nurseries have something along those lines for you.
Okay, and should I fertilize it again before winter or just leave it until spring? Or
what did you fertilize with already?
I put some fertilizer in there for planting it.
Well, we don't recommend putting fertilizer down in the hole, so I hope you didn't put too much. And if you've done that, I wouldn't do anything other than put some compost or some organic fertilizer, a light application on the surface of the ground on your entire property if you haven't done that before.
And I put it on the top.
You put it on the surface, not down in the ground.
Right.
And that'll get you going.
Okay.
Think your trees will be fine.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate your call.
All right, I appreciate you.
Talk to you later. We're going to try to figure out our screen here. I think we've got it. Dennis in Rome. Is that Rome, Georgia?
Yes, sir, Mr. Guest. Rome, Georgia.
What can we do for you?
Yes, sir. I had sod put down about 2 years ago, and I had three big oak trees cut down because of the sun getting to it. And now I'm wondering how the stumps grounded up. Will it hurt to put the sawdust around my shrubbery?
It won't hurt anything directly or real fast. There's two problems with using the ground up stump as a mulch, Dennis. The first one, like I was talking about pine bark, it won't behave itself very well. It washes and blows around because of the light weight of the material. It also will tend, if it gets down into the soil, tends to do a little nitrogen robbing from the soil, and that can indirectly hurt your plants or pretty directly hurt them. What's a better way to do is to mix it into your compost pile, let it compost for a while, and then use it after it's been composted. If you put it on directly, add a little organic fertilizer with it, something like dry molasses or one of the organic blends, and then put a better shredded material on top of it to hold it in place better. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir, I sure do, Mr. Garrett. I certainly appreciate the info, and I love your show.
Thank you for calling. We've got some open lines for you. If you want to jump on here while I'm covering some things I need to cover, telephone number, and you can be with me on the show, is 866-444-3478. I want to tell you about our newsletter real quickly. One is the newsletter is free, and if you don't get it already, by all means, we want you to join up and join the party. It comes out on a weekly basis. What day, we never know. Whenever we get it done, the subject matter varies all over the place, usually one subject at a time, as is the current one. It's going out right now. Probably most of you have already gotten it. It's about slime mold. I've gotten several questions about it, and so I wanted to do the newsletter. It's a mold that's not a problem. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Dirt Doctor back with you. Telephone line open at 866-444-3478. This mold that I was starting to talk about before the break is called slime mold, and most of you have seen it. A lot of you may be curious about it. Some people are kind of afraid of it, but it's a strange fungus. It's a strange mold in that it doesn't really hurt anything. It's growing on mulch, usually. It's growing on organic matter that's breaking down, which is exactly what we want to have. But if you have these big spots on the ground cover, and they can be various colors. We put two examples in the newsletter, and then if you connect and go to the website, the library of DirtDoctor.com, there's some other shots. I need to do more because you can see this slime mold stuff on the ground in all sorts of ways, from bright reds and yellows through all sorts of pastel colors. A lot of times it looks like a dog or an animal threw up on the mulch, and it's called slime mold. Sounds kind of nasty, doesn't it? But it's not. The only damage I've ever seen it cause is if it grows around some little seedlings that are coming up that you're wanting to grow, and it can cover them up and smother them and kill them is what it does. So you can kill it. You can kill it easily. You can take a three-prong cultivating tool, which is what I do a lot of times, and just kind of rake it around and stir it up, and that'll stop its dramatic look real quickly. You can also spray it and kill it, just melt it away. with the organic fungus control sprays, cornmeal tea, baking soda and water, a rounded tablespoon of baking soda and water, a rounded tablespoon of potassium bicarbonate in water. You can kill it with vinegar sprays. You can kill it with easily with any number of the safe, non-toxic disease control sprays if you, you know, if it really bothers you how it looks. But the easiest way is just to kick it or rake it around and it'll go away. But it's called slime mold. It's kind of interesting. The one that's in that category that's different is one that hits your grass, and it'll be on the grass blades, and it'll look like soot almost. And both of them, when you kick them, they'll tend to puff a little material out into the air. I wouldn't breathe a whole bunch of it, but I don't think it's going to make anybody sick or dangerous or anything. But the stuff in the turf, if you walk through it with white shoes on or white pants, you'd get some black sooty-looking stuff on your clothes, and that'd be the biggest issue with that. But again, spraying the organic disease control sprays is how you would control it. We've got two or three newsletters already in the queue to come up. I can't even remember which one's going to be the next one, but all you have to do to get on board is to go to dirtdoctor.com, our website, and fill out the form that's on the homepage. That's the simplest and best way to go. You can also just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com and say you want on there, and you'll be getting it from that point forward. If you don't like it, don't want it for whatever reason, and some people just don't like getting more stuff in their inbox, you just let us know, and that will end you receiving it. What we have, there's, I don't know, well over 100,000 people that take it, and we get some real good feedback about it. You can see the archives on our website. Go to the newsletter archives button right on the homepage, and you can look at the ones we've done through the years. And we will continue to do that. There's also, while you're looking at the homepage, if you're not familiar with the homepage, the big yellow button that's kind of in the middle top is the library. You click on that and you go to the area where probably the bulk of the information is, or large percentage of it anyway. And it's all in alphabetical order there. So just go click on a letter and you can look up whatever you're looking for. If something hasn't been covered that you're trying to find, send us the email, let us know, and we'll try to get it added to the website. The other thing is, over at the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a green button, a round green logo. It's a button, and it's the button that, when clicked on, takes you to the page that is where you can join the membership area of the website, which gives you even more information than the basic site. It doesn't cost very much. I think it's a good value. So if you're interested in that, take a look at that. Okay, back to In Howard's Garden. Let's see what else I was going to tell you about. The first thing is, Bob Webster and I on his show yesterday got into a conversation. I was listening to his show before I went on, and somebody called in and said they'd had difficulty controlling fire ants, and had tried everything and nothing had worked. And Bob recommended several things, including spinosad, which I think is probably in the category of the ultimate weapon for fire ants. It absolutely does seem to work. But there's something that you can do before that step, and I recommend it because spinosad also has this little problem that it can hurt honeybees. Now, if you're putting it out in a granular form, the damage is going to be minimal to zero, but spinosad does cost something, so if you can avoid buying it, that would make some sense, and use something that gives you fertilizer value and controls the fire ants, that'd be better, right? Well, what does that is dry molasses, and it's incredible. He said he had had some calls from some of his listeners saying they tried it and it didn't work. I've out of the thousands and thousands of people that have let me know, and I know that have tried it, they have all been successful in completely eliminating fire ants, with about three exceptions. And all three exceptions, as I was telling him and his audience, were situations where the fire ants were under slabs. They were kind of protected by something that they were underneath. And in that case, you got to do a little bit more with the beneficial nematodes, with maybe the spinosad products on the edge, and take a longer time to get them under control. But we've, you know, our place is almost an acre, and we also have the experimental gardens at the office. And at home, we haven't had any fire ants for well over 20 years, except when we brought them in one time in a bag of pine bark mulch. And why was I bringing in pine bark mulch? Well, I was doing a video shoot, and I was showing mulches that I don't like and mulches that I do like, and explaining the differences. And I think you can probably still find that video on YouTube. But, lo and behold, there were fire ants inside the pine bark bag. And they didn't hang around very long. And then I've had one other little pop-up of them that came up under the transformer at my koi pond that controls the lights in the pond. And the little transformer gets hot. And in the winter, I think the fire ants like that. We've got other ants on our property, the little black ants and acrobat ants and odorous ants and various ones. None of those really do any harm on the site at all. I had some of the little black ants traveling across the driveway, and I did the treatment where you put out the little blue artificial sweetener packets from the restaurants. I forget the name of the blue versus the pink one, but the blue one, aspartame, is what it is. You sprinkle it out in an area where ants are working on your property, and they'll vanish. Does it kill them or just run them off? I don't have any idea, but it certainly should give you a little bit of concern about putting it in your coffee or tea, which I certainly do not recommend. But anyway, the way you use the dry molasses is you put it out like fertilizer. You don't just throw it at the mounds you see here and there. And I think that maybe is what some of the people who have reported less than perfect results have done. That doesn't really work that well. What you need to do with it is broadcast it over the entire site, including in pots. It functions as a fertilizer, and the way it functions as a fertilizer is it fires up beneficial bacteria really quickly, and that leads to a lot of other microbes besides bacteria being stimulated. And I think that that furious increase in biological activity is what does the control of the ants. They don't like it. It's antagonistic to them. They just get away from it. I don't think it kills them. It might. I don't know how it would exactly. But it functions as a fertilizer and as a fire ant repellent. People ask me a lot if it works on other ants as well, and it might. I haven't really looked that close at it specifically because I've never cared about the other ants, but I got to thinking about it after Bob and I were talking about this issue. For two years, I used nothing but dry molasses as the fertilizer. And I used it at the rate that I recommend that gives you the ant control. And that's 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. On a residential property, you know, that's cost effective and it really works. On a big piece of property, you have to look at that, and sometimes you have to use, you know, less because of the budget. The first commercial project where we used it and saw this incredible ant control was a big commercial project right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we used it just out of a hunch, and we used it at about 15 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and it's the only fertilizer application that we used from about early summer for the rest of the year. Everything turned green, looked better, a lot better, was growing terrifically. After the employees got through laughing at this guy who wanted to put sugar out all over the whole place. And soon they started calling me, telling me that they were taking people for tours of the place because it was so pretty. And oh, by the way, the site was covered with fire ant mounds before the application of dry molasses. And then afterwards, they were completely gone. That was our first case study on it. And since then, like I said, there's been hundreds, if not thousands, of people who've had great results with it. Oh, by the way, one of the next newsletters I'm going to do, I'm not sure it's the next one, but one of the next two or three, I'm going to do one that covers tips that we've got from listeners in various ways. And there's been some really good ones. The dry molasses wasn't. That's one that we dreamed up. But there are several things that I recommend today that were originally a caller calling in and having a tip. We tried it, and lo and behold, it worked, and now we use it as a staple. Usually we'll give people credit for a good idea two or three times, and then we'll claim it ourselves. Not really. We like to give everybody credit for it, and we encourage people to tell us what they've tried that works and what doesn't work. Let's see. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back with you right after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 1-866-444-3478. I may not have made it exactly clear my point about me using the dry molasses as the only fertilizer on my properties for 2 years. The point was that when I did that, I don't remember seeing any of these other ants much during that period of time either. So the control of various ants may be good with the dry molasses. I just haven't paid that much attention to it. I've been using blends, trying out various blends of organic fertilizer since that time, and we are seeing these other ants around. Plus, the ants kind of fired up stronger than normal after we had the huge amount of rain that we had in the spring and the beginning of the summer, beginning of the year, too, for a long period of time. So if it does help you with the other ants, it's fine. If it doesn't, remember that they really don't do much damage. The ones that do damage on the site are fire ants because they'll sting you, for one thing, and then they'll also eat some vegetable crops. They love okra, they love eggplant, they love certain varieties in the garden, so they can be a problem. They also can get into electrical units and be a problem shorting out things. Some of the other ants can, too. That's where the other ants are sometimes a problem. And baits that contain boric acid and other things, these natural kind of baits, and we've got a lot of detail about that on our website. If you go, another thing on our homepage, there's a button there that's the word guides. Under the word guides are all the formulas that I recommend, and there's some ant baits and how the formulas for making them there. You can also go into the website, and there's some there as well if you still have trouble with ants. Anyway, that's that. The other one, the other insect that's come up, and by the way, we've got open lines if you want to bring a question on in. I've still got some things to cover, but which is perfect here. But if you want to call, it's 866-444-3478. I've got several emails and questions, along with photographs of mealybug infestation in trees. And we're going to have an answer in some of those pictures in an upcoming Dallas Morning News column that I wrote and have turned in. But it's a pretty simple deal. When you have mealybugs, the mealybug is a form of an aphid that's got a bunch of cotton on it. It's in that group anyway, and it's handled about the same way. And they're really easy to control. Mealybugs were the first insect that we ever saw great results controlling with what we originally call mound drench, and it still is referred to as mound drench, and there may even be still some commercial products out there that are they're basically compost tea, molasses, and orange oil. That was the original formula, kind of equal amounts of those three things, and then you use 4 ounces or so of those of that concentrate per gallon of spray. Spray the mealybugs, didn't burn the plants, fed the plant to a degree, and killed the mealybugs. Later, we figured out that it was an easier way to explain doing it. If you just take your Garrett juice mixture, whether you make it yourself with the formula that's available for you on the website or in my books, take the Garrett juice mixture and just add 2 ounces of orange oil to the ready-to-use Garrett juice spray. A lot of people find that a lot easier way to do it, and it works great. Kills mealybugs. But here's the rub. With mealybugs, as with a lot of insects, you can kill them with these recommendations that we make or other things. But if you don't change the reason that they came there and attacked the plant in the first place, they're going to come back. And mealybugs are a real classic example, like aphids are, that the plant's in stress. Now, it may be a temporary stress from weather change or something like that, and that happens quite a bit in the springtime when you're going from cold and cool weather into the hot weather. But anytime you have temperature changes, it can sometimes bring on a temporary situation, and if that's the cause of the stress, there's not a whole lot that you can do, not anything in a lot of cases. But more commonly, the stress is caused by overwatering or underwatering or over-fertilizing or not feeding. The plants are hungry or using the wrong kind of fertilizer. Too much high nitrogen synthetic fertilizer is one of the most common causes. But the most common cause of mealybugs that we've seen on ranches, farms, and residential property as well is using herbicides under trees, in the root zone of trees. And it's classic. We've gone to do some consulting in some places and seen that the mealybugs are just a terrible problem. The people have said, well, we're organic. And we keep asking. They say, well, we did use pre-emergent herbicides in that area. Voila, that was it. We do the soil detox program, which is also explained on the website in the library and where everything's in alphabetical order. And then don't do them anymore. And I'm going to talk about pre-emergent herbicides and all that weed control stuff at the beginning of the next hour. And then we'll go right back to the phone. So people are jumping on here and you can too at 1-866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And we'll talk to you again right after this. So don't go away.